Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Neglected to mention earlier, Jordan Schultz with us today. Schultzy, how we doing, brother?
I'm all right. Traffic sucked on the way in.
Traffic did suck on the way in. I'm not used to having to deal with that because ordinarily I'm a Beaverton man, but have been down in the Newburgh-Wilsonville area
where
like
you
guys.
Where are you coming from?
Yeah, Wilsonville. Same as you, Danny. Newburgh. So you're like 20 minutes longer than me every day, but it obviously...
Should we have carpooled today?
Yeah. Maybe, actually. Yeah, that was...
The Buck is literally just around the corner from me right now.
Yeah. What the hell? Why didn't... I mean, I was 2 hours earlier than
you. It turns out there's quite a bit of us that are migrating out there now.
Are there others?
Fish lives a block away from...
That's right.
I always joke about a block, but Fish actually does live the next street up.
Yeah.
We got a couple of folks in sales live out in the Sherwood area. Okay. I was like, oh, so there's more of us out here. So we're migrating down to the south. I want to say, though, on the bump back, the Spaceballs.
Yeah.
A lot of momentum over the last couple of days because it's got its release period now. Summer of 2027 is when we're supposed to get the new Spaceballs.
Okay.
Mel Brooks is indeed reprising the role of Yogurt.
How old is he?
98 years old. He will be 99, and I think we looked up the other day, he will be 99 in 2 weeks.
Is that a safe thing to do?
Have you seen him in like a red carpets and stuff like that?
He doesn't sound
appearances. He's still all there.
Man, that's amazing. Good
like,
for him.
I mean, I Mel Brooks might be my favorite director, writer ever, and I know
he's a genius.
But like, whether it's Blazing Saddles, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Young Frankenstein, it doesn't matter. Spaceballs, some of my favorite movies of all time. The satirical movies that are just so my jam. There probably hasn't been a movie like this far out that I've been this excited about probably in my adult life.
Ooh, that's a big claim there. I'm trying to think. For me, it might have been Top Gun Maverick. That was
Up there.
That was the one recently where I'm like, it was such a part of my childhood and nostalgia, and like was so iconic that I'm like, when I heard that was coming out, the first thing you think is, oh, don't screw this up. And then as it starts to gain some traction, and you hear some things about it, you're like, I think it might be good. And
the first Transformers. I came home on leave. Ooh, okay. And we went and saw that. I think it was 2008, and I remember we did it on it was a Thursday night, like when they started doing the Thursday night openings, and we were hanging out at Sports Page in Beaverton, and they're like, hey, there's a showing at Bridgeport, and Bridgeport, I think it just opened, and we get there, and there's a line around, and there's people in like cosplays, like there's one dude who was in a Optimus Prime cosplay. It was like a cardboard box that it folded up on
him. It transformed.
Like he went down on the ground and it turned into like...
I've seen little kids' Halloween costumes like that. It's so rad when you can pull that off.
I was like, I mean, that's pretty nerdy, but damn, that's cool.
And
it's
commitment.
And I remember there's two movie scenes that I was in on opening night that will forever live rent-free. When Optimus Prime transforms for the first time, they do the super in-depth one. The whole crowd lost it. And then Avengers Endgame, when the portals open back
up. Have not seen it.
Oh, buddy. How have you not seen that?
The comic universes is just, it's a blind spot for me.
It's not your jam, huh? Did you not grow up like, because you and I are roughly the same age.
So,
like,
I mean, I guess for me, the stuff I grew up on, it wasn't so much those guys. It was like, I mean, I was a lot of Ninja Turtles and I was a lot like.
What about X-Men?
No, no, not really X-Men either.
You weren't the Saturday morning cartoon X-Men, G.I. Joe?
No, I mean, I think I was more, definitely G.I. Joe. Okay. I did a lot of G.I. Joe, but like that's kind of, I mean, I remember getting into Karate Kid, and I remember getting, I'm trying to think of like the other things that would have replaced it. I mean, I did, you know, all the Nicktoon stuff with Doug and Rugrats and stuff like that, but I did some He-Man, I did some Thundercats, but didn't really get into the universe that's being
the Marvel universe.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Yeah. It's not because, I don't not have interest, but I also feel like since I didn't grow up on it, I'm like, do I need to dive in now? I don't know. I've heard it's fantastic.
How many Marvel movies have you seen in general?
The only, I can say with absolute certainty, the only superhero movies I have seen of any variety are the Christopher Nolan Batmans. That's it.
Really?
I have not seen Spider-Man. I haven't seen any Superman.
So no Tobey Maguire, no Andrew Garfield?
Nope, none of them.
No Spider-Man?
Not a single one.
Buddy, you're missing out.
I mean, I know about like what the upside down kiss in Spider-Man. That was like a big thing.
But you're missing like Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin. Come on, man.
No, again, blind spot. No idea. Maybe. I'm not aware of what I'm missing, and like I'm just blissfully unaware. But if I should be aware, then I'll be anxious that I'm not watching these things.
I'm putting a list together for you.
Fair enough. You tell me what's going to be at the top of that list. I do want to get into. We'll talk a little U.S. Open here in a second, but I want to wrap up a little conversation that we just had with Kirk of Mavs Moneyball, Kirk Henderson, talking about how Dallas fits in the NBA landscape right now because we mentioned two key figures, one who probably isn't coming to Dallas now in Kevin Durant. I'm curious now just where things sit. Obviously, things shift like the winds at sea, but with where Kevin Durant's camp is and the teams that could use or want or pull the trigger on him, how do you see this playing out? How soon of a timeline do you see this operating on? Like, what does your Spidey sense tell you in the superhero sense?
Jim Strong of ESPN had a report out just a little bit ago, not really qualifying a lot, but saying there's momentum around a Kevin Durant deal, which I have heard is indeed the case. And as it stands right now, I would put Minnesota as the front runner. I still don't think that's the path that Minnesota should go down because I think they need more creation necessarily than shot making, but Kevin Durant's gravity and floor spacing will certainly make things easier for Ant Edwards. There's no doubt about that. But there are still some teams that are kind of sitting around waiting for Giannis. And I think those are kind of the Houstons of the world that are just kind of like, all right, and the New Yorks of the world are kind of sitting there like hoping that that still happens. Because I don't think Houston is going to, as much as they're a quote-unquote player for Kevin Durant, I don't think he's going to end up there because their timelines are just so far apart and how young the rest of that roster is. They aren't title ready yet.
So you don't think they're a quote-unquote a Kevin Durant away?
No, I think Minnesota's probably your front runner. Heat fans will tell you that they have a chance. They don't. They don't have the necessary capital to get this done. Nobody gives a damn about Jaime Jaquez or Nikola Jovic as part of this. Because the thing is, the Heat want to keep all their good things and not give up anything that matters. Tell me if you've heard this story before.
Who doesn't?
But I think a team to watch as far as like a dark horse or wild card and all this is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Okay.
Like that's the team I think that is sitting out there waiting to make another big move. And Ballmer has shown that he has the capacity and the willingness to do it over and over and over again. So whether or not it's the right idea, Kevin Durant and James Harden, that pairing seems to circle back around pretty regularly. But as it pertains to the Timberwolves, the framework of that deal is going to be Rudy Gobert, probably one of the young kids, their draft capital this year. But it is kind of funny to see Rudy Gobert and Kevin Durant traded again.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, the other key figure that came up with Kirk was Jason Kidd, and that's a really interesting case because, you know, as you guys are talking, like, just because they said no, as in the Mavericks said no to the Knicks about permission, doesn't mean Kidd couldn't want to go there and there couldn't be something that happens that eventually makes that happen. Now, additionally, New York is getting the door shut in their face by just about everybody for permissions to speak with their coaches, from Chris Finch to Quinn Snyder to Ime Udoka. Now, yesterday we got Billy Donovan. Mm-hmm. The Bulls are saying no. Jay Wright doesn't have interest. The Bucks said yes. Yes, but Doc Rivers doesn't have interest. And what this ended up reminding me of was when the Oregon Ducks let Ernie Kent go. Now, I'm not saying Ernie Kent was Tom Thibodeau, but when he went, they're like, oh, we'll talk to Tom Izzo and we'll talk to Rick Pitino and we'll talk to, and they had all these great college coaches that they were going to approach. And all those coaches, either the athletic department said, no, thank you. Or the coaches said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I get the Knicks is a much higher pedestal than the Oregon Ducks Pac-12 basketball. But what is the realistic future like for them? And are they going to end up having to settle for a middle tier candidate, an up and comer? Or is there a big fish out there that comes around?
I don't think the big fish is going to end up being hooked. And that's the thing is, you know, if you're going to fire somebody, you better have a replacement. Everybody made rightfully a big to-do about Michael Malone being fired and Taylor Jenkins being fired.
Sure.
Remind me again, what happened following that? Did David Adelman now become the head coach?
That's
and
right.
Kwame Cicilo now the head coach with the Memphis Grizzlies? Because they knew what they were going to do. Now, they didn't telegraph it.
On the way out.
Exactly. but like you don't make that move without having had discussions or have an idea.
You know what you're going to do. You know what the second step is after the first
and
step.
I don't think the Knicks did. And I think the Knicks, and I was joking with somebody the other day, the success of the Sphere and the Knicks, just too overwhelming for James Dolan. So now he's smelling his own farts and thinking, oh, I'm the king of the table and I can just go get what I want.
Do it's you like, see how great this is? Do you see how great I am?
Yeah. I mean, that's been James Dolan's MO since he took over the Knicks. And you look at what the timing of the firing being so quick after the season, and particularly as it pertained to Johnny Bryant, who was a former assistant, who was a finalist for the Suns. Mm-hmm. You have to circle back and think that maybe that was the original thought, was that they would go get Johnny Bryant and have him be their head coach.
Okay.
But now you're at this point where did you kind of alienate him by thinking that your farts smell better than everybody else's and that you could go get something bigger and brighter and better. And this is just becoming, you know, quote unquote Knicks for clicks. You know, the way that the Knicks fans always get mad about, oh, it's this, that. Like, no, it's because the guy that owns your organization is absolutely insane.
And that is what makes that team so fun to follow. Mm-hmm. Another one to monitor as the offseason pushes on. But we need to get into a little bit of football, a chicken and the egg situation with one NFL franchise that's reputation is not so sterling. And is Jim Harbaugh bringing back pro's version of helmet stickers? We'll talk about it. Danny and friends, 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Certified football guy, Jim Harbaugh, doing Jim Harbaugh things once again. Be an interesting season for the Chargers. That AFC West is so absolutely loaded, including your improving Las Vegas Raiders.
We don't suck.
No, I think every team in that division could be pretty good this year. I don't know that the Raiders will be there yet, but they certainly seem like they'll be more competitive.
They'll be a tougher out.
Yes.
Like, that's the whole thing.
They got
a
real quarterback. They got a top-notch running back. They're moving the pieces out. They're getting some turnover. But yeah, the division's absolutely loaded. And now Jim Harbaugh, he's this really fascinating character to me, because in addition to just saying quirky things like that and kind of communicating on a different plane than the rest of us.
He's an insane person, yeah, but in the best possible way.
He just operates differently than the common man in a lot of ways. But it's so genuine and authentic, his love and fervor for the game, that it almost is childlike at times. Mm-hmm. And I would think that some of the things he does would, among his players, be viewed as corny. But I think it just comes off as being extra football guy. And here's the latest thing that he's on. Jim Harbaugh has implemented jersey patches on the players' practice jerseys to recognize their accolades, such as All-Pro selections, Pro Bowls, team records, and playoff appearances. So they got a picture of Justin Herbert up there, and it looks like, I mean, you're in the military. It looks like you're starting to get patches for the different services that you have offered, that you've been on, the different skills that you have. And while I don't hate the idea, I'm like, is this really necessary? Isn't that kind of what the captain's patch is for? Hey, this guy knows his stuff. And then Harbaugh's quote about it, he says, it's just like a resume. It kind of reminds me of a general. It has different patches. Any playoff appearance, captain, it's on there. If they have any NFL record or Chargers record or important awards, man of the year, all pro, the block of granite award, someday they'll be able to put that jersey in a frame, put it on a wall, say something really good about themselves and what they accomplished as a pro football player. I like that.
Or you have the blank jersey.
The one that you played in on Sundays.
Well, no, I'm talking about if you're on that team and you're just
nobody.
Yeah, and it's like, but I, this is going to sound corny, but
so
I,
cool or lame?
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
So when I was growing up playing youth football, we did have helmet stickers in Beaverton youth football. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a thing. It's like, and you know, we had them for, you know, touchdowns or big plays or any number of things.
Sure.
And we had them all over, you know, kind of like Ohio State does it with the Buckeyes, you know, that kind of a deal.
Yep.
And, it was always cool. And it always
Florida State has the Tomahawks.
Yeah. And the thing is some people are oh, it separates guys and it doesn't bring unity. It's like,
but also motivates people.
But it all motivates people. And it also highlights greatness.
Yeah.
And I know. Wait,
what are we trying to do here?
You know, that's the thing. It's like, I look, man, I have, you know, you bring up the military, my ribbon rack, mm-hmm.
It's important to you, probably.
It is. And for those that don't know, your ribbons are arranged in a particular order, in order of importance. And you know, I was a young guy that had a lot of what were called devices on top of my ribbons because I had done something multiple times. Mm-hmm. My marksman ribbon had an E because I was an expert across multiple weapons platforms. I had oak leaf clusters for multiple deployments to combat zones in support of Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom. And I was, 22, 23 years old, and I got – this actually happened a couple times where I had a superior question me. And you can print out your DD-214 that has all of the things on it, because I was a guy who was a lot younger that had more stuff than most people my age.
Literally earned your stripes, so to speak.
Yeah, and in a sense, but it was because I was in a career field that I was deployed all the time. I was gone from the time that I graduated tech school, which is, a year plus of tech school, but now I'm gone. And I did a lot at a very, very, very young age. And it's not me tooting my own horn. It's just that was what I was thrust into. It would be if you're a young player on those Patriots teams that was a part of every one of those Super Bowls kind of a deal. Or,
you got a fistful of rings and you're 25.
Yeah. You're a young guy on the San Antonio Spurs or the Lakers or whatever dynastic team you're a part of. It's just being in the right place at the right time. There were guys that had much longer careers than me in the military, but they served between, 1985 and 1999. It's they got 15 years, but we weren't doing a lot globally in that time period.
Sure.
So they didn't do as much. Mine was, we've had multiple theaters operation going on in the world right now. We're doing a lot of work, and that's really what it comes about of. But if you talk about whether it's the Chargers or the Raiders, depending on where those teams are in their organization's history, if you're a guy who's been there for a long time of unsustained success, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, it's nice to highlight those things. I'm a proponent of it. I think it's cool.
Yeah,
I think
and it's
highlighting those things is a good thing.
It's one of those things that at the surface I thought looked kind of try hard, but I'm like, you know what? If it's something that the players like, if it's something that a guy who loves football like Jim Harbaugh likes, I'm not open to it. I just thought it struck me as odd initially because, frankly, just seems so collegiate, but it's something that they're doing. I don't know if it's something that's going to catch on elsewhere, but I did want to shift gears over to the AFC North, where there's a dumpster fire in Cincinnati, one that's been burning long before this offseason, but they've been in these dire straits where expectations were pretty high. Their offense is off the charts. Their defense couldn't stop anybody, but they don't have the right idea of how to manage their player personnel, manage their salary cap, manage people's contracts. They're constantly having players unhappy with what their compensation is. They're holding out. Right now, it's all-pro defensive end Trey Hendrickson. And now they've got a problem brewing with one of their rookies. And I have this chicken and egg question because we're going to hear from Shamar Stewart here, who was drafted by the Bengals. And he's a rookie who has been at camp but has not been participating over contract dispute issues. Well, rookie contracts are essentially slotted, so you're going to make between what the guy ahead of you and after you made, but there are clauses for which he's holding out, and he thinks that the team is just not holding up their end. And for a rookie who hasn't played a snap on the team yet to not only call them out over that, but also to call the team out over their handling of the veteran, here's what Shamar had to say.
We all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right. So it should be a no-brainer. And in Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks for 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that.
I guess they don't operate that, you say, about your new employer who you'll be under control with for the next 5 seasons.
I will say he did commit a cardinal sin there. You don't ever talk about another player's deal.
Yeah.
You just say, I just met Trey. I know him. I hope he's a part of it.
And generally, you don't want to say when a guy is making too much money. It's probably behind closed doors okay to advocate for a guy making more money, but it's not your business.
No, you don't. I don't think he did anything necessarily bad there, but if there's a veteran in that locker room, he's probably telling him, hey, brother, handle your own. You didn't do anything wrong. Don't mention anybody else's deal other than they should get a deal done.
Even if not mentioning other people's deal, though, pretty bold for him to take a shot already at the organization that drafted him. And it brought me this question because it feels like this stuff always happens to the Bengals or to teams like the Bengals. And do things like that happen because the Bengals are so poorly run? Or do things like that happen because they draft players who will say things like that about their organization? And maybe it's a little of column A and a little column B.
Well, here's the thing. There's two things, at least for me, going on here. One, I think Shamar Stewart is right, because the things he's advocating for in his deal is literally a protection against him getting injured, which everybody else in front of him and behind him has gotten.
Yeah, and so why would the Bengals be holding out and being a stickler about this specific thing?
It's not about the money. It's about the protection. That's the thing that he's trying to get in there, which, yeah, that's everybody else has gotten it, dude.
And you're well within your right to advocate for yourself.
And like I understand 100% where he's coming from. But also, the night he was drafted, when we came in the next day, the first thing I told Dusty was, do you see Shamar Stewart? Did you see his dad? I want no part of him or his dad. Like, I did no hard pass. And it was hilarious when we found out immediately that this was going to happen. I was like,
he's that guy.
I could have told you this was going to happen. 100%.
You don't want to judge a book by its cover, but I will say, when I saw him on draft night, it wasn't necessarily a red flag thing. I was like, if you're getting guys off the bus from the draft, it's him I want.
Dude, oh, he's terrifying.
A giant. I think he was shirtless under like an emerald suit, and he had all like terrifying force. And so, yeah, he's going to say what he wants and what he thinks he needs, but it's already a headache for Cincinnati that already has its fair share of headaches, including their best player not there, even though he has said he wants to be there. He just wants a new deal.
It's the Brown family. We all know what it is. It's, you know, they're one of the quote unquote poorest owners in the NFL, depending on how you look at it. I think they are the singular ownership group that's the poorest, because even though Mark Davis is right there with him, he's sold off bits of the Raiders to quite a few people over the last couple of years to raise the equity on the team as far as the cash flow goes. But I mean, even when you talk about the TV deal and turning over $450 million a year in profit from that, which should enforce the ability to pay your roster,
yeah,
even
it,
when
you have inject to put a little flexibility for your cap. Yeah.
I mean, yes, you do have to put the big chunk of equity in on these big deals for Ja'Marr Chase, yep, for Joe Burrow.
You have to have the cash or a percentage of it.
Yep. And like that part of it is very real. And that's, you know, a prohibiting factor as it pertains to the Bengals. But if you can't pay the guys that you need year in, year out, your first round picks, if that is a problem,
what are
you
doing?
Need to sell the team.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well said there. We will get a couple more football nuggets in for you coming up a little bit later. But now we need to depart to our worst day on the web. That's coming up next. But first, Schultz CS Sports Center.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Well, fittingly, you wouldn't know it, but during the break, we were talking about air travel and the flying of the friendly skies, as it were, which leads into our worst day on the web here.
Ooh.
As a case is now being wrapped up where a man has been found guilty of posing as a flight attendant, going full Frank Abagnale from Catch Me If You Can, who did the hop arounds.
That's a little scary.
Yes. How many free flights do you think he booked as a fake flight attendant?
Oh, boy. If you're asking me the question, it's going to be way more than it should. I'll say 85.
120.
Oh!
Ultimately, he booked more than 120 free flights by falsely claiming to be a flight attendant. According to court documents and evidence presented from 2018 to 2024, Tyron Alexander, 35 years old, booked free flights on an airline carrier's website that were only available to pilots and flight attendants. In total, he flew on 34 without paying for them while posing as a flight attendant. who worked for another airline. Over the 34 flights, Alexander claimed through the airline's carrier website application process, it also required an applicant to select whether they were a pilot or flight attendant and provide their employer, date of hire, and badge number information that he worked for seven different airlines and had approximately 30 different badge numbers and dates of hire.
Wow. Okay, so I'm trying to wrap my head around how you pull this off without getting caught for so long, because first I was wondering, big iron balls, but for one, like, it sounds like he's falsifying...
federal documents.
He's falsifying documents, but I'm wondering how he knows, like, what numbers that, I guess he's, or stealing identities, whether it's badges from other people, because he's getting through the system saying he works for all these various airlines, but you would need certain credentials for the system to be able to accept that, I would think, unless there's egregious holes in the system, which is also possible.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Yeah, because you're talking about databases that... are run, unfortunately, by our government and the various airlines. Yes, it's all run through the FAA, but also it's TSA certification, all the things that kind of go along with that. But I'll tell you right now, the integration of those systems in a singular system, not something that works. I'll say something mildly politically charged here right now. I've mentioned before, I am a Second Amendment guy. I have my shooty things. They're all properly secured, stored, trained, all those kind of things. But the number of people that have been caught in crimes with firearms they shouldn't have. I can't remember. I was talking to somebody who works as a firearm instructor. He's sure. Like, it's something like 87% of the people who get caught
aren't licensed to have them.
Number one, it didn't get picked up by NICS. Either it's always sent in, because when you push send on the digital form, but it just doesn't get taken care of. We have a central database for it, but it's not updated. The upkeep isn't good enough.
It's not monitored.
And a lot of times,
it just easily falls through the cracks.
That's what ends up happening. There are people like, well, we need a federal database. Like,
no,
we have one.
You need quality control and oversight.
We need to actually use it.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Fascinating.
Oh, it's so dumb.
And so now, and I'm guessing he just did this for, you know, his own personal whims. Like, it was
over 6 years. Like,
that's incredible. And so he's jet setting all over. Like,
I mean, at some point in time,
to be these places, or he just found a loophole and said, I'm going to be a traveling man.
No, just that, again, this is for the actual court documents from the, what is it? The justice.gov. This is like, again, this is the brief on it. He is up for sentencing. They do not have the sentencing guidelines in here. It just says that the U.S. district judge is scheduled to sentence him on August 25th of this year after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. FBI special agent in charge, the head of the TSA Atlanta field office, and one other that are all kind of working in unison to lead the sentencing guidelines.
Well, and then that begs the question, maybe if they have figured out this error in their system now, or the lack of oversight, are there or were there others getting away with the same thing?
I'm sure.
If it was that easy?
Where there's one, there's always more.
Yeah.
This kind of fits the whole Dexter serial killer motif that I've personified here over 3 years. I have mentioned to my wife more than a handful of times, like, when you talk about, like, going back in time and, like, oh, I'd invest in crypto and get into Amazon early and make all this money. I'm like,
sure.
Do you know how many scams and schemes I would run if I was around in the 1920s and the 1930s?
Be the nefarious hacker.
Oh, do you know how easy it was to get away with things?
You had a driver's license with no picture on it back then. That's nobody knew who you were.
Brother, it was just trust. I mean,
that's exactly right.
Frank Abagnale, like, literally, the thing he exploited was trust.
Yeah. He had ways of disarming people personally.
Yes, he's a sociopath.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no doubt about it. But, like, it was like his ability to garner confidence, like being a confidence man. He was also brilliant. Like, the whole thing about him, like the bar exam thing, like, that's real.
Yeah.
Like, he was actually like a genius.
I need to go back and watch that again. It's probably been 7 or 8 years since I've seen it. That's a fantastic.
I mean, this is a guy who literally the Treasury Department hired out of prison to help them run their fraud department.
Like, yeah, the literal, if you can't beat him, have him join you instead of join them. Yeah.
Abagnale was the perfect example of somebody that just has chutzpah that, you know, you act like you belong somewhere and you will get in there. It's like walking past security at a game.
Salespeople can sometimes have that sort of thing. There's certain people that know how to make others around them comfortable, whether that's genuine or not, whether that's for ill gains or for positive ones. And there's just that that kind of personal touch that absolutely works.
The confidence part of it's huge. Like, I
100%.
Look, I was at an away arena. I had never been there before. I was picking up my credential inside the building, and I was meeting somebody to get it. And I literally just walked through the loading dock like I owned the place. Hey, what's going on? Like, not, you know, egregious, but like, just say, hey, how you doing? Da, da, da.
Yep.
But I looked the part.
Yep.
And I walked confidently. And when I got in there and I got into a locker room without a single credential, I ran into somebody in PR and they were like, where's your credential? I'm like, you got it still. He's like, I know.
Yeah, how'd you get?
Like, how the hell did you get in here?
Because no one stopped me.
I go, confidently.
Yeah.
He goes, I cannot believe. I'm like,
somebody needed to be fired.
That's great. My friends and I did something similar, and it was totally unintentional, but we went to the Fiesta Bowl when Oregon took on Kansas State down in Glendale, the D'Anthony Thomas opening kickoff game. And when we were trying to leave the stadium, we were trying to avoid the main concourse because it was jam-packed. And so we were trying to take a back stairwell, and we actually went one floor further down than we should have. So instead of being on the main floor, we were kind of in the bowels of the arena, or like, you know, the stadium down there. And we opened the door, and there's nobody standing there. And it's just like all the maintenance people and carts and stuff like that you'd have for a big bowl game. And my buddies kind of look at each other like, should we go on the field? And I'm like, and I had covered lots of sports at this point in time. And I basically just told him we had those little like ticketing lanyards or whatever, that the casing for them at least looks kind of official or whatever. And I said, just act like you're supposed to be here and it'll probably be fine. We walked right onto the field for the post game right after the Fiesta Bowl. And then by the time we were about 30 yards out there, one of my buddies was like, he did the like run, and like people are doing confetti snow angels in the end zone. And eventually, you know, 20 minutes later or something, somebody asked. But at that point, if you are acting among the others as they are acting, it's usually no problem.
No, it's kind of crazy to think about. And like, you know, there have been incidents that I've heard of around the NBA where people got into locker rooms who should not.
Yeah, that happens.
And you will hear about security getting fired.
Yep, I've seen that happen in Major League Baseball too.
Being beefed up and stuff like that. But like, I'm telling you, look, don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it. But
it can be done.
Unless you're Lady Gaga with no panties or no pants, only in panties. Because didn't she try to visit the New York Yankees locker room to meet A-Rod, and the security guards actually let her through?
Who was that?
Lady Gaga.
Really?
Lady Gaga. Back like
I didn't know that story.
Two or three years after she got famous, she was able to get her way into the Yankees locker room, and it was a national story.
I mean, that's not really surprising. She didn't get a gift basket, but
Yeah, Jeets.
But you know, like that's the beast of this. But like, I just thinking about this, like, is there in the innocent crime of stealing a flight? That's a pretty good one.
Absolutely,
right? Like, I mean,
I think the best, the ones that you can appreciate the most are the ones where no one's harmed. You're like, this didn't really affect anybody.
The only one this harms is the airline company, because it cost them probably some additional fuel and things
like
that.
Right, but like marginal, minuscule stuff. You're not stealing from someone. I mean, you're stealing from the airline kind of, but like, you're not like from another person. Sure. You're not inflicting harm. You just kind of found a way to get a free ride. And sometimes that's kind of fun. Oh, yeah. 102 of them or 36.
He booked 120, took 34. But I mean, like, like 34 flights, that's probably more. I would imagine it's probably more than 99% of the world gets in their life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. Let's get back into a couple more NFL nuggets before we finally have to take a trip to Oakmont. Also, we got lots more NBA Game 3 stuff to discuss, as the Pacers now have the edge 2-1 in that one. We will get back into the NFL stuff, including one awful fantasy football punishment that's coming up next. Danny and friends, 1080 The Fan. I'd recently just started watching the show Stick on Apple TV. This is not NFL related per se, but
I watched the first episode last night.
Okay, bear with me and we'll get there. But one of the things in the show, if you haven't seen it, it's Owen Wilson. He's a former star golfer turned golf pro trying to mentor a young kid. The part of his past is that he had like an unbelievable, memorable meltdown.
Tin cup.
Tin cup style. And so when he's asked at some point, why are you doing this? Like, why are you pursuing like helping coaching this kid or whatever? And he said, because I'm trying to make sure the worst moment of my life on YouTube isn't the biggest thing that happens to me. And so it got me thinking about this, because we now have a pro athlete who was visibly dunked on in one of the most iconic ways in the last season of sport. And he wants it celebrated. Mm. We're talking about Jerrion Jones. I was not familiar with the player before. You might know him as the player that Saquon Barkley hurdled over this last season when the Eagles took on the Jags. So, obviously, Saquon Barkley's been announced, cover guy for Madden, but they went in and they weren't taking an old still frame for the cover. They went in and they did a shoot to make it look good.
Yeah.
They recreated it. They had him do the jump. They also had some cables and a green screen so they could hold certain poses with it. And so, what you see on the cover won't be the actual play. It'll be a recreation of the play with actual Saquon. But Jerrion Jones is like, hey man, I should be on the cover of Madden too.
Mm-hmm.
What say you?
Is that
a badge of honor? And do you want that celebrated? Or is it just like that's the closest dalliance with fame that you'll have, and so you're latching on?
Look, man, if you gotta be Bill Buckner in a situation, you might as well.
But Bill Buckner wasn't going, hand up, put me on the cover.
I'm saying if you're going to be Bill Buckner, if you're going to have the meltdown, Cliff Robinson's in the video with the Jordan shrug. If you're going to be a part of it, you're going to be a part of it.
It happens.
It's like, it happens. There's two where it quite literally ended their careers. And one of them involves a Portland Trailblazer, and one of them is the most iconic dunk in basketball history.
I do know the latter that you speak of. Yep. That'd be Vince Carter in the Olympics, over 7'2".
Tibor Pleiss.
Is that who it was?
No, you're right. I always get Weiss and Pleiss mixed up for whatever reason. Those are the two names. But it is the last time he played basketball.
Unbelievable.
For those that don't know about this moment, Vince Carter.
Go YouTube this moment if you don't know what we're talking about.
Literally jumped over a 7'2" human and postered him in the Olympics.
Yeah, he used the path of least resistance, splitting his legs and going over the top of a 7'2" center.
This man's genitals were over a man's head who was 7'2", to put into perspective just how high Vince Carter flew.
Yeah.
The other one, anybody who knows me knows that Brandon Roy is my favorite player to ever watch play the game of basketball.
Okay.
And against the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh, did he get blaked?
No. Chake Somm was talking some S to Brandon Roy, and he was a journeyman center at best.
Okay.
And Somm had a play the previous possession and started kind of pumping his fist and thumping his chest and just talking just cash S to Brandon. Brandon drives the rim, takes off from a foot inside the free throw line, and it is one of the most vicious dunks I have ever seen.
Nice.
And he baptizes Chake Somm. He is taken out of the game. It's the last minute of basketball he ever played.
That, and I guess in both cases, I don't really know. Is that because he just didn't have the game in the first place, or could he quite literally not come back from it?
I don't know if it's the former or the latter. It's probably more of the not being good enough.
Yeah.
But that's
an unfortunate finality to your career. Like, it's one thing to not make it in the sport that you pursued. It's another for your very last memory of it to be the worst thing that happened in your playing career.
It is. I'm playing it right now for you, so you can see it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this dunk before. I just couldn't place it until you brought up the highlight. Yeah, that's nasty.
I mean, just absolutely. Yep. I mean, it is not.
And that dude never played another play.
No, there's a time. It's either a timeout or a timeout the next possession.
Geez.
It is the last time he got on the court.
My God.
The last time he got on the court. And the look back that Brandon gives him makes it even better. Because, like I said, Somm was talking a whole lot of junk beforehand. Look, if you're going to be on the losing side of something,
leaning in's not the worst thing you can do.
It's honestly, it's the
in today's day and age, it's probably the best thing you can do.
Even if you go to the darkest thing that could happen, and boy, this is going to border on the tiptoeing on something.
Buckle up.
Look at Japan and Germany.
What are they leaning into?
Leaning into the, we don't acknowledge the Nazi thing. Yeah, no, we're stealing away of it. That was bad. We're not good. Japan, like, lining up for the axis of evil. Like, you know what? We're pretty good not having a military anymore. We'll go ahead and use your guys'. Like, sometimes the worst things that could ever happen, leaning into like, that was bad, huh? That was bad.
We'll own that. Won't happen again.
Not good. We're not going to do that again. You know what I mean? Like, you can go to the literal worst things in humanity and find that same lesson to hold true that it does in even the minuscule world of sports.
Yeah, so when he was asked about it, Jerrion Jones said, S was kind of hard. Who's going to disagree with him?
Look, Nobody's ever been hurdled backwards at any level. That might be the first time in humanity that has ever happened in a football game.
Now, we know that NFL fans are insane, and Eagles fans specifically. I want to now call your attention to something I don't think you've seen yet. Go ahead and go over to Jason Kelsey's X account. Have you seen this today? There is an Eagles fan who has gotten a Jason Kelsey tribute tattoo, and it looks like he is posing naked as a pinup, but he's got something covering his crotch, and I can't tell what it is. Is it a bird? Is it an eagle's? Yeah, it's an eagle's face or an eagle's head.
Oh, God.
Go check. It's on. It's easy to find Jason Kelsey's Twitter account.
It's not a rooster.
Go to it. And Kelsey himself comments, goes, I'm not sure if I should be offended or flattered. It's kind of like a naked pinup wrestler, Jason Kelsey.
It is. And his second comment, I think it's more flattered. It's a generous bird. Good sized head.
Yeah, and so he does have like the eagle's head, which doesn't look very much like the logo, but essentially what's supposed to be the Philadelphia Eagle covering the junk.
Well, I mean, I think it is the junk more than anything else here. Again, we talked about bad tattoos. Don't get this tattoo. Look, if you're going to get a bad tattoo, this looks like a tattoo for a bet lost.
It could be. And it actually brings me to one other story that I'll corkscrew in here. I don't know if you play fantasy sports. I know plenty of people out there do. Some fantasy leagues, and I think the ones that have been together for a long time and really know how to have fun with it, have a punishment for the loser, the person who comes in last. And sometimes there are leagues out there that it is a tattoo. And you have to say, like, you know, Andy's season was great with a little unicorn jumping over a rainbow or something. Like, stuff like that happens. But I saw one today that came out of Minnesota. I'm guessing it's a league that's at least in the area of Minneapolis and Vikings football. They're one of the teams, I think the Ravens has this, I think the Bears might as well, that they have a drum line, the Minnesota Vikings do. And the punishment this year for the loser of the fantasy league was that you had to go try out in earnest for the drum line. So there are like musical directors, a conductor, like people there, and there's this poor schlub out there with two cymbals trying to pretend like he knows what he's doing in a solo audition. And I thought that was creative.
Were the Vikings in on it?
I don't believe they were. The friends just videoed it. They were like on a balcony somewhere away from where it was happening. God. And it was basically like, no, this, you just have to pretend like this is totally legit and go and do it in earnest.
Full on Jackass.
Yeah, totally. And that guy just making an ass out of himself. I have a buddy who plays in a league where they do the thing where you get like an actual board to put up draft picks on, and they do it live and in person. Sure. The loser from the previous year has to dress up in a dress and present them a la Vanna White and be slapping them on the board the entire time. So my buddy lost a couple years ago. He went with an Amish theme. He had a very long, flowing, long sleeve dress, and he even capped it off with a bonnet.
Oh, that's perfect. I saw the draft order slotting for one. These guys all went to like a Hawaii
do a competition to decide like how
they had to run a 40 in the ocean.
Oh,
so it's like knee high water. It's funny because you can see the tides changing over the course of this video, because I think it's like 15 guys.
Yeah.
Like the first guy that runs a 40 in like 10 flat in like knee thigh high water, which that's booking when you're running through the waves coming in.
Sure.
There's a guy in the middle of this where you can see the waves just pick up and they wipe him out like five times. He runs like an 8.
Just try to get the fourth or better.
he ends up like 18 seconds. He's dead last. You know, it's just like, you know, there was one guy who lost one of those. He had to be one of those folks in Times Square in the circle. And he was like a cross between like the Naked Cowboy
and
Mickey Mouse or like one of the other.
Yep.
So he was like, just had the mascot head on with the diaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to be out there all day entertaining.
I saw one. There's two others I saw that were pretty creative. One, they had the loser had to take a blow up doll out to a date at a restaurant and pretend like it was. So the guy had to like go to a Chili's and put the doll across the booth from him and order something for her. And like, and again, you just had to act like it was normal with the wait staff.
I have to do this thing. Go with me.
No, he had to like, had to keep it normal. And then the other one is for their draft, this league, they go out for like a big meal together every year and they do the draft out there. They make the loser sit at a kiddie table and eat like hot dogs and Easy Mac while they nosh on steak and surf and turf and stuff like that.
I would let them sit at the big boy table, but you
still make them eat that?
Well, no. you get the tab.
Yeah, that's the more common one.
You get the rookie skill.
Very wary of.
Yeah, that one can get real pricey real fast depending on the size of your draft.
I've heard about that going real sideways in NBA circles with the credit card roulette.
Oh, buddy.
Speaking of the NBA, we need to get back into the NBA Finals. Game 3 was a doozy, just a clinical comeback again from the Indiana Pacers. We'll talk about that next in hour number 3, Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.